Most of us will agree that these are unusual times in which we're practicing self-isolation and social distancing. And we react to these in different ways. Take, for example, self-isolation. For many of us, it seems a very unusual and perhaps a threatening thing to do. But in many ways, it's very helpful. In many ways, we learn from this situation. We come face to face with aspects of our reality that we normally don't think about. For example, solitude has many levels of meaning. And one level is being alone. Alone here doesn't necessarily mean lonely, but it means actually being realistic about our existential status, because in truth, each one of us is alone. As the great Bodhisattva Shantideva says, at birth, I was born alone, and at death, I shall have to die alone. So we can use this experience of self-isolation to come to terms with this. This is the truth. I am alone. Although I associate with others and relate to others, in truth, I came into this world entirely alone, and I shall leave this world entirely alone. And what does that mean? I shall die alone. What does death mean? Death means that this body that we have right now ceases to function. But because our body dies, it doesn't mean that our mind also dies. We know from Buddhist teachings, which are scientific, we know that when the body dies, the mind does not die, the mind never dies, the mind can never die. So at what we call death, the death of the body, the mind continues, it moves to another life. And what do we take with us into that life? What's in our mind, what is carried by our mind that we will take into our next life? Well, having this opportunity of self-isolation, we can think about that. We can think about our reality, because most of the time, even though by nature we are alone, we don't face up to that, and often we try to avoid thinking about that. We seek companionship and so forth. We are habitually associating with others in such a way that it disguises the truth of our aloneness. And so often we don't think about it until it's too late, until we're lying on our deathbed, realizing, even though I may be surrounded by friends and relatives, they're not coming with me. Nothing of this life is coming with me, only what's in my mind. Only the imprints of my actions from this life and previous lives will go with me into my next life. The Buddha encouraged us, imagine what it's like at the time of your death. Go there in your imagination. This will help you understand your reality. And once we understand, we have a deeper understanding of our reality, it changes the way we think about our life. It changes the way we live our life. For example, if I think I will definitely die, and actually in truth, I don't know when, but definitely I will die, then we can think, well, am I ready for my death? Have I lived my life in such a way as to prepare for my death? Because At my death, I enter into my next life. And at the end of that, I enter into my next life. And if we look along the continuum of our consciousness, we will see we have countless future lives up ahead. Whereas this life is just one life and a relatively brief duration. But if I spend my whole life thinking only about the pleasures and disappointments and so forth of this life and pay no attention to my next life and the lives after that, I am in a sense in denial. I'm denying my fundamental reality. So how wonderful if we have an opportunity, because we have a little bit more time on our hands now, how wonderful if we have an opportunity to reflect on this and think, what will I do when the time of my death comes? Am I ready for my death? Am I ready to leave this world, to leave my friends, leave my possessions, leave my status, leave my reputation, leave everything of this life behind me and go into my next life? What do I need to do to make myself ready for this experience? What should I be doing during this life that's going to help me during the process of dying and beyond death, beyond this life? So in this way, self-isolation is a blessing. If we think about it in a positive way, if we use it in a positive way, it helps us to become more aware of our existential reality, that we are basically alone, and it helps us to use this time more constructively. There's no question, as Buddha himself explained, if we reflect on our death, if we meditate on death, definitely our life becomes more meaningful. We pass beyond a preoccupation with the temporary events, possessions, and relationships of this life and take a deeper, longer look at the journey our mind makes from one life to another. This perspective is very liberating. It's very freeing. So using this time now to understand, actually I'm being helped to come to terms with the reality of my aloneness. This will help us not just to prepare for future lives, but will transform the quality of this life.